Your permission tonight, we'd like to learn the Haftarah of second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Haftarah could be found, in Yirmiyahu chapter 31. This is chapter 31, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. This is a prophecy that really the subject is the redemption of Am Yisrael, but mainly the redemption when Mashiach will come. This is the permission that the Haftarah starts, Ko Amar Hashem Matzachen Bamidbar Am Tzri Decharef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found in the desert the people Am Tzri Decharef, a nation which were left from being killed. It means, recalling it, it's about the Egyptian people that tried to kill Am Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave favor to those people that ran away from Egypt. They weren't killed by the Egyptians. Lochlar Dio Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to go and give comfort to Am Yisrael. Now, Chok Hashem Nirali, this is like Am Yisrael is talking. From far away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to me. What it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to me from far away, but it means the Targum that says what it means is that Abraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared first. Tavam Yitzchak and Yaakov, Babat Aram Avtich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you a lot, Akim and Shachtich Hasid. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pull you with kindness. Therefore, now do kindness to you. The prophecy starts with a future prophecy, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do to us as a nation at the end when Mashiach will come. That's how it goes. Send us three with the permission. Odev Nech Benivnei Torat Yisrael. Who is going to rebuild and build Am Yisrael. Ota Adit Opayich. You're going to be able to wear your trumpet. Ve'atzad B'mechol Mitzachakim. You'll dance around. You'll dance and you sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otit Ich Charamim Ve'arei Shomron. You'll be able to plant vineyards in the mountain of Samaria. Natun Notim Ve'chilelu. The ones that are going to plant those vineyards are going to have the ability to plant and also to eat the fruits in Yerushalayim. Bechilelo means to eat the fruits on the fourth year. The first 3 years are being called Olah, that you may not eat any fruits that grow in Eretz Israel, mainly. And the fourth year you take it and eat it in Yerushalayim. It's called Bechilelo. It means you take those fruits and you redeem it on money if you leave far away from Yerushalayim. Yesh Yom Ka'un Notzrim Be'ar Ephraim. There is a day that the one that's watching Am Yisrael, the one are the Holy Ones, Ka'u means they're calling the Holy Ones, Be'ar Ephraim, in the mountain of Ephraim. It means like this, it's going to be a day, that means this is the day of Mashiach. Ka'u Notrim. Notrim is the one are watching us, but it means really the Tzadikim. Be'ar Ephraim, they're calling on Be'ar Ephraim, Kumu V'Na'aleh Tzion, let's go and go to Yerushalayim, El Hashem Elokeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Means that it can be the time of redemption, and it was going to rebuild Yerushalayim. The people in Yerushalayim will be happy and dance. You'll be able to plant vineyards. It's going to be a time that the Tzadikim are going to call us. Let's go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehu Amar Hashem, this is the prophecy Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, Hashem told us, Ranu li Yaakov Simcha, be happy, Am Yisrael, v'tzalu b'rosh ha'goyim, you'll be happy, the head of all the goyim, Hashmiu, announce, Halu v'imru, Hosha Hashem, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help, et Amcha, et Sherit Yisrael. That's going to be the song, this is what Am Yisrael is going to announce, please, God Almighty, help Am Yisrael. And this is the prophecy, sentence 7, with your permission, chapter 31, in Nimi Biotam Eretz Tzafon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yirmiyahu, to say, you're going to bring us from the north side, the Kibbutzim Yaketei Aretz, going to collect us and gather us from all the sides of the world, Bam, You see over there, you hear blind people, pisera, people limping. Arab, Yerel, Yachdav, ladies pregnant and ladies giving birth, all will come. Kahal Gadol Shibuena, this is when Mashiach is going to gather all of Israel from all the sides of the world. Yifchi Avod, once upon a time, when they left Eretz Israel, it means the exile, it means Yifchi Avod, it means that when they went, they came to exile, they were crying, now with begging, I'm going to bring them back to Eretz Israel, Olichem and Nachalem Haim, going to bring them back to the rivers, the Derech Yashar Lo Ikashluba, they're going to go on a path, a straight path. They won't trip, they won't fall down. Ki Hayiti LeYisrael Le'av, I became like a father to Am Yisrael, Ephraim Bechor Yehu. Ephraim is my oldest one. Beit Avtahah is going to emphasize a few times about this person, his name is Ephraim. Ephraim, of course, we know was the son of Yosef HaTzadik, nothing special about him, there's no information about him. But this chapter is going to refer to Am Yisrael as Ephraim. Right, soon, you can guess it, right? But this is the second time that this Avtahah is mentioning Ephraim. It says, first was in sentence 5, it says, it's going to be the day, Karun Nutzrim Be'ar Ephraim, Kumu V'Na'ale Tzion Hashem Elokeinu, it says, those Tzadikim are going to be in the mountain, in the territory of Ephraim, let's go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yerushalayim. And here is the second time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying in this prophecy that he is a father to us, the Ephraim Bechoriyu, Ephraim is my oldest one. Of course, we do know that Menashe was the first one, and Ephraim was the second one. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling Ephraim as the oldest one. Of course, Yaakov Avinu was preferring Ephraim and Menashe, the way the Torah tells us in Parashat Vayechi. And here is like a stamp from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he calls Mr. Ephraim as the oldest son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, what's the significance of Ephraim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefers him on all the other Shvatim, on all the other children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sentence 9, with your permission, Shimut Var Hashem Goyim, Vagidu Vayim Merchak, please everybody, all the nations, please listen, this is an announcement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vimru. That's what you should say. Mezare Israel, Yikav Tzedo. The one that spread it on Israel all around is going to collect them. Ushmaro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to watch us when he brings and collects us back. Keroe Dro, like a shepherd, is watching his flock. If Adah Hashem et Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going, he redeemed and saved Am Yisrael, Ugalo redeemed them and saved them Miyad Chazak Minu from the one that's stronger than him. Once heard from Rabbi Wein. Rabbi Wein said, the last 50 years, this is every day he opens the New York Times, he sees that on the first page is something about Israel. This is one of the smallest spots in the world. New York Times is busy with that country. So Rabbi Wein said, I mean, he says, it's totally unbelievable, he said, Paulus the Sixth, he said, in 1965 decided he wants to go to visit the Eretz Yisrael. Paulus the Sixth, said to Mach. Antisemitic. So he decided he wants to go visit Israel. But, he said, he is not going to cross Mandelbaum's gate. At first he's going to come to Jordan. And at the time the lesson was underneath Hussein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And Israel told him, if you want to cross, he said he wants to go to Nazareth. He wants to go to Nazareth, he wants to go to Nazareth. He said, but he's not crossing Mandelbaum because it's Yerushalayim. He said, he's not going to cross. He says, where he wants to cross? He says, he wants to cross next to Tveria someplace. So Israel did not want to start up with him. It's enough what he did in the Holocaust. So he said he's going to travel from Bethlehem all the way up north, at Jordan, and then he's going to cross next to the Ganya, at the kibbutz Ganya. He's going to cross, there's a little bridge over there, something that, you know, they did for the horses 150 years ago in America. He's going to cross on that road to go to Nazareth, because Nazareth, this is what they believe, that Yosef was born over there in Nazareth. So Israel agreed. And he told Hussein that he's coming to Bethlehem. He's coming to Bethlehem. Hussein, at the time, was very embarrassed that he wrote the Congress in America a letter.
Listen to the story, it's unbelievable.
That's from Rabbi Wein. So the Lord said to the Congress that the road that he has in Jordan is from the time of Abraham Avinu. And he's afraid that the car that's going to carry the Holy Pope will have a flat and will break down. He needs to build a little highway, or even we say a road, for the Pope, just because he doesn't want to cross Mandel Bomb Gate. And the Congress agreed, the Senate agreed, and they gave Hussein in those days, 1965, $6 million. $6 million, the road only cost $200,000. The rest, I told you the story with the engineer, I told you the story. I don't know what to say, it's a joke, maybe it's true. Once in Italy, was a convention of all the engineers. So that the Romanian engineer was invited to the Italian engineer, and the Italian engineer has a palace. So the Romanian engineer asked him, how do you have a palace to make engineer? So he opened up the window, he says, you see this bridge? I told the government that I can build this bridge for millions of lirettos. But I build it very cheap. The rest of the money, I made my house. This is very nice. 2 years later, the convention was in Romania. So the Italian guy came to Romania, and the Romanian engineer invited him. This is his palace, what a palace. He goes to the Romanian guy, he asks him, I don't understand, 2 years ago you came to Italy, he asked me, how did I have this palace? How did you have this palace? So he opened up the window, he tells him, do you see the bridge? He said, no! That's what Hussein did. Took a few million dollars, put in his pocket, built a lot of the road, $200,000, all the way for one time. One time the Pope traveled on that road, 1965, from Bethlehem to up north in Jordan, to cross the Ganya, to cross the says Rabbi Wein. 2 years later, was 1967 war. 1967 war started, the Jordanian and the Syrian started to bomb Israel. She said in 20 minutes, the Israeli army was able to capture the whole west side. Because they went on that road. So Rabbi Wein said, now you understand what it means. The whole thing is for Israel. So the government, and Rabbi Wein said, he went to his wife and said, he said, on the road, he said, this road was donated by the American government for the Pope. So Rabbi Wein said, I think we should put another flag. This road was made by the American government for the Israeli army to capture the whole West Bank. So Rabbi Wein sent this pasuk. He said, Rabbi Wein said this is sentence 10. This was the whole lecture. He says, this is really the power of this haftarah, maybe. But that's what you say in Arabic. That's that sentence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us from the one it's stronger than. Is nothing that we should win the war against somebody weaker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring everybody, all the armies, and he's going to show that that Am Yisrael is going to overcome the one that really are stronger than us. Ugalo miyad chazak mivedo. Everything Ishmael, everything. So why I say that this is what the New York Times is busy every day with Israel for the last 50 years, they said. And then it shows that they want to do this, they want to do that, and actually Israel is on the top. I said, Rabbi Wein said, he called it Pasuk here, and after all, he says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show you. Ugalo miyad chazak memeno. I said, Israel is constantly saying that the Arabs have more, and the Russians supply the Arabs. Rabbi Wein said, that's good. The more stronger they're going to be, faster we're going to win. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to win somebody weaker than us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to win somebody greater than us. This is what says in after all. But what has to do with this prophecy is just, because of we're talking about redemption. Sentence 11, Uvar Yerenu Bimron Tzion. That's the prophecy, the whole can come to Yerushalayim, in Aru, El Tuv Hashem, to come to the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us, Al-Dagan, Adirosh Al-Tzar, Al-Bnei Atzun, Uvakar, we can have all the good things. Vaitan Hashem, Shigam Raveh, the Nefesh, the soul, is going to be like a garden, full of all the good things, but the people of Davao, they're never going to be upset anymore. Then, and then the girls will be happy, boys and old people all will be happy, and the is going to comfort us and take our mourning into happiness, into joy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to comfort us and make us happy from our own sorrow. Nivdeti nefesh ha-Kohanim deshem. The Kohanim will be very full and happy. V'amir t'viz baruchu Hashem. My nation will have my goodness inside them. It should be full with goodness. Very nice. I mean, it's a very nice prophecy. I said, I don't understand the purpose of this prophecy, because the Navi is full of this kind of prophecy. So maybe it's another one of them. But again, we have to understand that Moshe Knesset Gola, Yirmiyahu wrote his book. Still, Moshe Knesset Gola decided that it's going to be part of the Tanakh. And of course, the Nevoah, especially those Nevoah, they're talking about redemption, was written by the Nevi'im, and Moshe Knesset Gola, 120 people, and Mordechai instead decided to put the Tanakh together, decided Sefer Yirmiyahu to put among the Sefer HaTanakh, of course, all of it. And this is again, this is a prophecy that you can find very similar statement to that prophecy in maybe different words, but this looks like a repetition or something. In sentence 14, with your permission, Ko Amar Hashem, Kol Barama Nishma, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I hear, Kol Barama Nishma. In a place, very high place. What it means is, like in Shamayim, says the Targum, says the Chachamim. Very up spot in Shamayim, you hear a sound. Nehi Bechi Tamburi. Somebody is crying. Rachel Mevakal Baner. Rachel. Doesn't say Sarah, doesn't say Rifka, doesn't say Leah. It says Rachel, she's crying for her children. Me'analin Nachem. She doesn't want to accept any comfort. Al Banea on her children, ki eneno. The children left. That means Am Yisrael. She's not. Yeah, she was a grand. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with Rachel Imenu. I says, why Rachel is crying? He says, there's no other Ima, one of the Imaot that's crying. Of course, I mean, you know, we have some feeling for Rachel Imenu, but I says, that's Rachel. Rachel is crying. I says, why Rachel is crying more than anybody else? Not only that, Gemara says, Oshivi Akeret Abay, Kema Benis Mecha, Alleluia. It goes on Rachel Imenu, she's called Akeret Abay. She is the one that is the center. Of course, you know the story that Yaakov Avinu loved Rachel very much. And of course, it's embarrassing to say such a thing, that somebody is more than one wife, or any wife, he says, I love my wife. I just love my wife. Why you love your wife? I mean, he loves her. The way the Torah paints it and describes it, that Yaakov Avinu meets Rachel and he looks at her and he loves her. He loves her and he wants to marry her right away. I says, what do you mean? You talk about Yaakov Avinu such a thing. She's 15 years old and the man is 77. The 77-year-old grandpa is looking at the girl, 15 years old. He said, I love you. I want to marry you. It's Yaakov Avinu. It's not a teenager. It's Yaakov Avinu, somebody that's going to bring Am Yisrael into the pick. The Gemara says, Muschar Shebir Shvatim, written in Abraham and Yitzchak, much written in Abraham and Yitzchak. Bechira Avot. Muschar Shel Avot, yeah, I'm sorry. Muschar Shel Avot, yeah. Greater than Abraham and Yitzchak. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara said, redeem Abraham Avinu from the fire that imrod through him because of Yaakov Avinu. You can say that Yaakov Avinu sees Rachel, he says, I love this Rachel, and she's called Akeret Abayit. He says, what did she do? He says, no, she's crying here, al Banea. Says the Gemara, that this is Yaakov buried Rachel in that spot. In Bethlehem, says the Gemara, because Yaakov beruach HaKodesh, he tells Yosef, I saw the Ruach HaKodesh, it's going to be an exile. Amisrael is going to Iraq, to Bavel, and they're going to pass via Rachel, and they're going to pass via Rachel, and Rachel is going to stand up, and she's going to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu already at that time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have mercy on them. I buried your mother right there because this is the route to go to the to exile, and she will pray for them. Says the other ones are, they say, off the route. Maybe the Marat Machpelah is a little bit further south, so Am Yisrael will not go via this spot. It's maybe it's just coincidence that she was buried on that spot. Well, Yaakov Avinu knows the thing; he would have taken Leah as well and buried Leah also over there. Rav Yehuda also had Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, also saw all the things. Also, he should bury Sarah and Rivka should bury Yitzchak. Over there in Bethlehem, let all of them pray. There's no Rachel. She is crying. Rachel Imenu. Rachel Imenu. What's Rachel Imenu? What do you know about Rachel Imenu more than you know about Sarah and Rivka? There's no information about Rachel. כה אמר השם, then the prophecy is, הקדוש ברוך הוא said, מיני קולך מבכי, please stop crying, ועינייך מדמעה. ונראה לי tears in your eyes, כי יש שכר לפעולתך, נאום השם, you're going to get a reward what you did, ושבו מארץ אויב, the coming back from the land of the enemy. ויש תקווה לאחיתך, נאום השם, this is a hope, at the end, ושבו בנים לגבולם, at the end, they come back to earth Israel. That's the prophecy. This is the Chafetz Chaim said before the Holocaust. It says at the end, people came and asked Chafetz Chaim what's going to be. He said a big tragedy in Europe, big tragedy. And he told them, Eretz Israel is the only spot that the people in Eretz Israel will be survived from Holocaust. At the end, he says they're going to run to Eretz Israel. And he quoted the Pasuk, Ve'al Tziyon Tiyeh Pletah Bayah Kodesh. This is the end, that's what the Nabi says, at the end, that's the prophecy, at the end, you can end up in Eretz Yisrael. Shemo ha-shamati Ephraim itnonedi satani va-yivazir, I heard that Ephraim, again we're talking about Ephraim, not talking about Am Yisrael, we're mentioning Ephraim's name. Of course, it doesn't mean Ephraim, it means Am Yisrael. That, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying it, that's the prophecy, that I heard Ephraim itnonedi is shaking, is sighing, saying you say? You tortured me, I suffered a lot, like a calf that was not taught the right thing. Ashiveni, bring me back, God Almighty, you my God. I'm coming back, and then I found out that I did all the wrong things, I hit my thigh. בושתי וגם נחרמתי, I was embarrassed, כי נתתי חרפת נעוריי. Because הקדוש ברוך הוא, you embarrassed what I did while I was young, what it means, the sins that Am Yisrael did before הקדוש ברוך הוא sent them to exile. So Ephraim is regretting all the bad things he did. And the Navi said, הקדוש ברוך הוא said that he hears that Ephraim is shaking and sighing, and he said, הקדוש ברוך הוא, please bring me back, I am embarrassed. I finished what I did. Then Yafir li Ephraim. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the famous statement. Then the son, Yafir li Ephraim. Most what I like is, of course, it means Am Yisrael. It doesn't mean Ephraim. But he refers to Am Yisrael as Ephraim. Imelech Shashurim, that's the one I love to play with. Zachor, sorry, Kimidei Adabrim Bo Zachor Eskeren, what every time I talk about him, I don't know what it means, I think we'll get it in a minute. Nehum Hashem, I'm sorry. Alken amu me'ailo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking that my inside, my stomach always feel for him. Rachem ha-rachamenu Nehum Hashem. I'm going to have mercy on him in the name of God. This is the end of the Haftarah, and you're going to be taking the Rosh Hashanah. Of course, we have to know, as I mentioned on Sunday, that the Haftarah was established, this was the custom to read a chapter from the Navi first, in the time when the Romans did not let us read Torah, and Chachamim convinced the Roman government that we should read chapters from Navi instead of Torah, and they used to take Navi, that was written on the parchment, the scroll, from the Echal on Shabbat and Moadim as well, and they used to call people to the Navi, not to the Torah, and Chachamim always decided which chapter is the right chapter that has some connection with the holiday or with the parsha. There's no connection. I don't know, maybe there is. Chachamim decided on the second day of Rosh Hashanah to read this. On the first day, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. First day of Rosh Hashanah, we read chapter one in Shmuel. And the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we're going to read this chapter. This is what this is to do with Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say Shofar, doesn't say anything. Let's talk about redemption. Okay, redemption. But redemption is the Navi full of redemption. What is the connection from this Haftarah that Chachamim, when they decided that the destruction of Sekhmet HaMidash, that this Haftarah should be read on Rosh Hashanah? Again, first this was read as a part of the Torah. I mean, they didn't have Torah. Then when the Roman government let us finally go back to read Torah, Chachamim said, okay, but also we should read the Haftarah. And those days Chachamim decided to make the Brachot on the Haftarah. What's the connection? What is that? The question is the same questions that we referred for the last few weeks. For example, in Rosh Hashanah we don't say tachanun. We don't say tachanun. There's nothing we don't say tachanun. We don't say we do it. And of course, if it's Yom Adin, it's the day of judgment, of course, it's proper. We should tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry what I did. This will leave for Yom Kippur. But in Rosh Hashanah itself, Halacha is, you're not allowed to say it. There's no sign in the Tefillah that we say anything about our sins, even though it's called Yom Adin. Not only it's Yom Adin, the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah said that you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up three books on Rosh Hashanah, and read Tzadikim Burim Nechtabim La'at Al-Lachayim Tovim, the Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes Rosh Hashanah for good year, and Reshaim Burim Chas V'Shalom, the wicked ones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah already decides that Chas V'Shalom, they're coming to visit him upstairs, and the Yom Kippur is just for those ones that they are, like we say, 50-50, like in the middle. The Gemara says, Tzarcha and Rambam, that whoever is a tzaddik really has nothing to worry from Yom Kippur. That Rosh Hashanah already HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his decision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his decision on Rosh Hashanah also for the Rosh Hashanah. Only Benonim, only the one in the middle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for them for Yom Kippur. But Rosh Hashanah is really the day of judgment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides everything on Rosh Hashanah. This is the Gemara says. Again, we don't find any signs of confession or regretting or saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu something about what we did wrong last year. This should be the proper way. That's the day of course. Of course, we should come in front of the judge and we'll say, I'm sorry what I did anyway. So you don't say it. And the second question was that in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, the Jewish people came from exile. They were crying after Ezra and Nehemiah gave a speech. How bad the war in exile, in Iraq, in Babel. And Zion and Shemiah both comforted them and they told them, don't cry. They shouldn't cry. This is a day of happiness. This is the day of happiness. Go eat fat meat and drink sweet things. This is the day of happiness. And again, the question is the day of judgment. You cannot be happy. How can you be happy if you know this is the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make his decision? What's wrong to cry on that day? So Chachamim said it's not allowed to cry on that day on Rosh Hashanah. Chachamim Ibn Ezra said it's called Yom Simchatchem. Yom Simchatchem u'b'moadechem. When the Torah says in Parashat Ba'alotcha that you have to blow the trumpet, it says Chachamim Ibn Ezra that means Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a day of happiness. It doesn't have to be a day of happiness if it's the day of court. I said that's a day of happiness for the tzaddik maybe, but the person that comes in front of the court should have what we call Chiradat Adin, fear from the judgment. Nevertheless, there's no sign for that. Also, Rosh Hashanah is not being mentioned in the Torah as Yom Hadin, and neither in the Mishnah. The Gemara does, but in the Torah it's called Yom Teruah, the day of making the Teruah, it means the day of re-blowing the Shofar. Again, it doesn't say the word Shofar, it says Yom Teruah, Yelachem. That's the only description in the Torah of Rosh Hashanah. In the Tefillah, in Yalev Yavo, in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, we call it Yom HaZikaron. It's the day of remembrance. Again, there's no sign in the Tefillah, in that part, in the Yalev Yavo, that this is a day of judgment. You don't say, Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, we don't say, Yom HaDin HaZeh. You say, Yom HaDin HaZeh. You don't say, Yom HaDin HaZeh. Yom HaZikaron, in the Torah, it's Yom Teruah. How come if this is the day that this is the most maybe most important day in our lives, we should say this is Yom Adin, this is the day of court. So Lari says like this. Gemara says, Rabba Farkim HaOlam Nidon, four times here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the universe. That says in the Mishnah. It says, V'Pesach Al HaTvuah, and Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us for the grain. V'Atzeret Al Perot HaElan, and Chag HaShavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us on the fruit. On the first day of Tishrei, this refers to Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Mishnah, Ovrim lefanav kibnei maron. The nations, all the people, are passing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu like bnei maron. The few explanations in the Gemara, what bnei maron, one of the explanations the Gemara said is like sheep. We're passing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sheep. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us. Again, the Gemara will say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us on Rosh Hashanah, but in the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah is not like the other three times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the universe. It says, V'arba prakim ha'olam nidon, the opening statement is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the universe, But on Rosh Hashanah it doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the universe, only says that we're passing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as to the Gemara, one of the explanations, Yivne Maro means sheep, like sheep. Not only like sheep, says the Gemara, it's not the explanation, maybe it's the continuation of the explanation according to Chachamim. Yivne Maro is like steps. Says the Gemara, like steps on the mountain, very narrow steps, that you cannot move around. You have to go straight. And if you move around, says the Gemara, then you fall on either side. It's a very steep hill, says the Gemara, and you're climbing the steps. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at you at Rosh Hashanah, like you climbing on that steep hill. And the, on the two sides is really a very low, a very deep valley, and you might fall inside. This is something comparable to your Madin, again, but doesn't say in the Mishnah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging. So it says like this. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows us, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a way to overcome or to get away from the Day of Judgment. It's a very easy day. So you just have to be like a sheep, that's all. So if you're being like a sheep, says Ari, you have nothing to work in your mind. Says Ari, this is really what we say in Tefillah every day, that's what the Navi says. It says, Mayom Ahu Itaka B'Shofar Gadol. Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow shofar. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu also did when he gave us the Ten Commandments, he blew a shofar. So the Gemara, he blew the shofar from a horn. That horn was the sheep that Abraham Avinu slaughtered instead of Yitzchak Avinu. That's like this, that every year we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please remember Akedat Yitzchak. Akedat Yitzchak, Nezaru, Yom Barachamim, Tiskov, remember Akedat Yitzchak, remember Akedat Yitzchak. How far and how long you want to use that statement, that credit that you used already, says the Gemara. Zari, no, you don't understand. It's not that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember Akedat Yitzchak. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember the way Abraham Avinu was ready to sacrifice Yitzchak. He tied him up like a sheep. When he tied him up like a sheep, then, when he was ready to be slaughtered like a sheep, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, you can take it down. Then HaKadosh Abraham saw another sheep, he took the sheep, he slaughtered the sheep. From that sheep that Abraham slaughtered, the horns, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I may say, used them. Used one of them. At the time he gave us Matan Torah, this is the left horn. And Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow, if I may say, the horn from that sheep that Abraham slaughtered, from the right side, the right horn. Three, what does it mean exactly blowing the shofar? And what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we may say, is blowing the shofar? So that's the sign of Mashiach. So the Gemara, Yerushalmi, believe the shofar Rosh Hashanah, the Satan thinks that this is the blow of the shofar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shofar of Mashiach. It says Mashiach will come, you must hear the shofar. It says everybody can say it's Mashiach, everybody said he thinks it's Mashiach. It says the sign of Mashiach is shofar. It says if you don't hear the shofar, it's no Mashiach. ביום ההוא יתקע בשופר גדול, ובאו עובדים מארץ השום, והוא עובדים מארץ השום, הנזכים מארץ מצרים, השתחוו לשם הקודש. משיח must come, but you have to hear all. It says, that horn is הקדוש ברוך הוא. It says, why is it blowing? We say it in the תפילה. תקע בשופר גדול לחירותנו, please blow the right horn for our freedom. So what it means is the שופר of משיח. That's what we pray. It says, what do you need a horn for? What do you need a horn for? It says, that horn is the right horn of the sheep. The sheep that Abraham Avinu slaughtered. Says, why? What does it mean? What does it mean? If he wants to blow a horn, he goes to Essex Street on the east side, he buys himself a horn. He says, I don't know where horn's upstairs. No, he's using the horn from his heart. Of course, and then his heart is very powerful. What's the secret behind the Kadosh Baruch Hu? What it means is, that's what the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah says. It says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, he's going to remember us. He's going to remember us of our Mebe Shofar. It says, when you blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, says Dari, that's the secret of the shofar. The shofar is going to remind you on the horn from that sheep of Aminu slaughter. It's going to remind you that that sheep came because of Yitzchak Avinu. It's going to remind you that Abraham Avinu tied Yitzchak Avinu, put him on the altar. As a sheep. Dari, the Gemara says clearly, what you have to think on Rosh Hashanah, that you're a sheep. Therefore, says Dari, this is the sign. It says, Bilev echad ki ish echad, when we got the Torah, Am Yisrael were united. It says, united, unity means that all of them are sheep. Usually, when you see sheep, they never fight. Never fight. The sheep always goes with the head down, says Ari. And usually you don't see any quarrels or fights among the sheep. I said, when Am Yisrael came to the stage that they don't fight, they don't argue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the left horn. He says, that's the beginning, you have to understand. Mashiach means when you have no fights and quarrels, what it means is you're a sheep. That's it. He says, if you're a sheep, says Dari, this is the destination HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at, that we should be like sheep. He says, we don't fight, we don't criticize, we don't say anything. He says, the second time, says Dari, it's going to be Mashiach will come. Mashiach HaKadosh is going to blow the right horn from that sheep of Yitzchak Avinu. Again, what it means is that Yitzchak Avinu was bound, was tied up on the Mizbeach as a sheep, and in that moment that Yitzchak Avinu, our father, felt that he is like a sheep, and Abraham felt Yitzchak as a sheep, Yitzchak Avinu said, okay, it's not necessary, this was just a test, this was just a message for you that I want you to feel like a sheep. It wasn't Akedat, Yitzchak says Dari, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying it, Abraham Avinu, just for nothing. It was just a regular test. He says, let me see. He says, no. The message of the test is that you should know, I want to be like a sheep. I'm the shepherd, and you're the sheep. A sheep says, listen to the shepherd all the time. A sheep will never fight with anybody. It's been Adam HaChavor, Adam HaMakom. Says Dari, this is Akedat Yitzchak, and this is what the Gemara said, the purpose of the horn. The Shofar, the Dari, is going to give you that message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at you, Ovrim Lefanav Kibnei Marot. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not judging you. He's going to judge you if you're not a sheep. But if you're a sheep, it's nothing. It says, as long as you accept on yourself that you're the sheep, the Dari, that's called Zichronot. That's what it says in Shmonayetzor of Musav Zichronot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any reminder. He says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please remember, remember. He says, I remember, I tell you what I remember. I remember you if you remember what I want from you. I want you to be a sheep. He says, Dari, how do you remember it? He says, it's our minhag to blow the shofar before Moshav. He says, Dari, in order for us to ask why we're blowing the shofar, he says, the shofar is lizkor to remember the kamno shel ha'ayil, the horn of the sheep. He says, no, it's not the horn of the sheep. He says, HaKadosh Yitzchak, it's HaKadosh Yitzchak means, if Yitzchak was a sheep, Abraham Avinu tied it as a sheep, the father tied the son as a sheep, the son accepted to be a sheep, and says, that's the message for you as well in Rosh Hashanah. Says Dari, this is really what it means. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be like him. That's what we say, Kelo Rachum Echanon, it's Rosh Hashanah. It says, I'm more expecting to see you. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the shepherd, and we are the sheep. Therefore, says Dari, that immediately Abraham Avinu was a shepherd. Eventually, Yitzchak tried to be a shepherd. Yaakov was a shepherd. Shvatim was a shepherd. Yosef was a shepherd. Moshe was a shepherd. David is his Mashiach as a shepherd. Says Dari, the reason behind the whole thing is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a shepherd. And not only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a shepherd, because we are like sheep. I says, those are our leaders. And those are so-called the shepherds. And we are really sheep. As long as you're a sheep, says Dari, this is, you can be ready to have redemption. Says Dari, this is really part of the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to slaughter sheep in Mitzrayim. And this is really why what the Gemara said that Rosh Hashanah is time for redemption. That even though, says the Gemara, that Mashiach, maybe it's the first one, Moshe Rabbeinu came on Pesach and redeemed us, according to one of the Chachamim, the second redemption is going to be on Rosh Hashanah. So Dari, because Rosh Hashanah, you feel like a sheep. They say, the Sgula of the Shofar, says the Gemara, when you hear the Shofar, Satan thinks it's Mashiach. Satan is scared of the Shofar. He will not say anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Dari, what do you want to say? I said, you did something wrong. He says, it's irrelevant what I did. As long as I come and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand, that's the destination, I should be a sheep, that says, you my shepherd, I am the sheep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not do anything to the sheep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do to somebody that does not want to be a sheep. But if somebody is a sheep, nothing can happen to him. So that's the message that we really find in the Torah constantly about sheep, shepherd. This is what it means, is that this is the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to be a sheep. This is Rosh Hashanah, it says Dari, this is the day that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging. That's true. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a way out, by the way. You be Yoshi. Says, how far you have to be Yoshi? How far you have to be Yoshi? Says Dari is the only, really, the, if I may say, the only lady that we know that she was a shepherd. Was Rachel Imen. Says Dari, it's very nice story. I mean, you read the Torah, you think the story. It says, Yaakov, you came to Haran, all of a sudden he asked, you know, that same is Levan, Bemtuel. It says, yeah, yeah. It says, "Vinei Rachel b'to ba'i matzom Rachel." Kiruai, the Torah emphasizes she's a shepherd. It says, "Who cares what she is? She can be a computer with. Who cares?" Well, the Torah tells you, "Listen, Rachel is a shepherd." It says, "You don't understand. This is why Yaakov loves her so much. This is called Akeret Abayit. It says the center of Am Israel, the mother of Am Israel, the people who talks to her and tells her everything. It says that Tatara, mini kolach mebechi. She is crying. It says, why she's crying? Sarah doesn't cry. Leah doesn't cry." Says Rivka doesn't cry. Says no. They don't cry because the shepherd cries more than anybody else. She is the shepherd. Says Ari, that's when Yaakov sees Rachel. Says that's the one I love, not because she's pretty or because he thinks she's better than Leah. Says because you're a shepherd. Sorry. That's when Yaakov cries. Ari says, it says in the Zohar, but Ari emphasizes. Ari says, I want you to understand. We have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is Leah. The second day is Rachel. So we have Tikkun Leah, Tikkun Rachel, and Tikkun Chatzot. Achil says, the second day of Rosh Hashanah is Rachel. Says Achil like this, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Dina Kashya, the very harsh and hard trial. Says the second day of Rosh Hashanah is much easier. I says Achil, of course it is easier. So some Chachamim said you should pray. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not look at you part of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You look at the second day. Achil said, of course, you should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the one condition. It's a condition that you have to understand that your great grandmother was a shepherd. It means you're a sheep. It says, if you're not a sheep, she's not your mother. Says Ari, that this is Ephraim, that he, says Ari, he is the only one that takes after his grandmother. He is the only one. That Am Israel is being called a Ben Yakirli Ephraim. I don't love that. As Ephraim, says Ari, is because Ephraim is like a sheep, and because Ephraim is the grandson of Rachel Imenu, and Rachel is the mother from Israel. And that's what Yaakov tells Joseph, you should know, I put Rachel over here, she's going to cry. Nobody else will cry. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to accept only her prayers. It says a shepherd, very nice. I mean, anybody can be a shepherd. It says, no, I'll tell you. I'll tell you. That's the test. Here's the test. Now you read Parashat Vayetze, and you see how a shepherd behaves. It says Rachel was the one that Yaakov Avinu was working for 7 years, and the wedding was a switch. Here comes Leah with a nice dress, with the jewelry, and Yaakov Avinu doesn't recognize her, and Rachel not only is not jealous of her, she gives her the signs that Yaakov Avinu made with her, because Yaakov Avinu suspected there's going to be a switch. And Rachel goes to Leah, and it's the last moment when she gives her dress to Leah, and Leah gets dressed as a bride. Rachel goes over and says, listen, Yaakov will catch it in a minute. I'm telling you, was something between me and Yaakov because we suspected that our father is going to do the trick, but I don't want you to get embarrassed. It's going to be a big embarrassment for you. I know I'm the bride, but, says Ari, I'm the shepherd. Says Ari, the past is not just a shepherd, that you take the sheep and you walk around with the sheep and you're a shepherd. A test of a shepherd, how much mercy you have. It says, this is what the Gemara says about Moshe Rabbeinu, about David HaMelech. That Moshe and David is the same story, that the little lamb ran away and then they carried him on his back and he took them to certain spots in the desert that he should have very soft grass for them to chew. So this is the test. The test is if you are a shepherd for sheep, if you act like a shepherd, and like a shepherd, I'm going to be like a sheep. Today, that this is really what Dr. Ra says, Mini Kolech Mibechi, and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks only to Rachel Imen. Ra says, as I mentioned once before, maybe twice before, when Menashe put the statue in Beit HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world. It says, came Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also said, I don't listen to you, I'm fed up with the whole system, I'm going to destroy Menashe, and Am Israel, and the whole world. So the Midrash, Rashi brings, if you want to take a look at Rashi, this chapter, and he says, Rachel Imenu came to Hashem, he says, listen, I'm a shepherd, you know, I was quiet when my sister got dressed with my dress. I didn't say anything. Please, as a shepherd also, I'm asking you, if you're a shepherd, be quiet. There's hope because of you. Because you're acting like a shepherd, you are the leader of those sheep. Those sheep are quiet. It's going to be redemption. It says it's going to be happiness. Yes, you have to understand. I'm going to tell you what is the condition for redemption. The second day of Rosh Hashanah. Read after that Yitzhak. This is the chapter of the Torah we're going to read the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're going to read. Now we're going to read just the test of Avraham Avinu. Of course, it's very nice to read this. But it means that we should remember. This is for this one to read the chapter. It says, Ezra and Nehemiah, whoever decided to we should read that paragraph in the Torah of the Yitzhak is not the test of the Yitzhak. It's the message of the Yitzhak. It's what Avraham Avinu found what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. He wants for him to be a shepherd, he wants him to be a sheep. Yitzhak Avinu is a sheep. So Zaftarah is exactly the same story, says that. That's what Chachamim first chose the chapter about that part. It says this would mean the redemption, the end of this exile is going to be when you begin going to be a sheep. When you're going to have a leader as well as a shepherd. So when you're going to be quiet. When you're not going to say, you're going to criticize, you're not going to say anything. It says sheep also says, this is the zgula. Question says, it's going to ask you to confess. It's nothing to confess I did. The confession says, Dari, meaningless. It says, you confess what you did is nothing. It says, if you be a sheep, it says, that's the biggest confession, says Dari. You don't have to say anything. Oshana, I was not talking to you to say, I did this, I did that. It's irrelevant. As long as you say, I'm a sheep from now on. I'm a sheep between me and my neighbor, between me and my family, between me and everybody else, between me and God. This is a sheep, never seen, says Dari. I said, Akavu wants you with your head down. He says, Blame Aaron. He says, I must tell you, this is crucial, says Dari. You're going to climb a mountain, a very steep mountain. It is very narrow step. He says, climb. He says, no, the two valleys on the two sides, you're going to fall. He says, the only thing is you go with, says Dari, with your head down, like a sheep, and you climb. He says, don't push nobody. You climb. So you give one push at the line. It says, the path map, you're off the wall, you fall inside. It says, if you do anything, says Dari, not like a sheep, it's all over. Dari, that is called, who doesn't judge with Rosh Hashanah? It says, Ram Hashem Yahu Lam Yisrael, don't have to cry. It says, redemption is going to be when you're going to be a sheep. It says, when you went to exile, you cry. It says, no, you don't cry anymore. It says, Ram Hashem Yahu Lam Yisrael, don't cry, it's nothing to cry. You can eat that thing. It says, you're a sheep. It says, if you have sheep, you have nothing to worry. As long as you're a sheep, says Dari, you have nothing to worry. That's what the Mishnah tells you. It says, this is the secret of Rosh Hashanah. The secret of Rosh Hashanah is how to win the court case. It's not how to confess. So then it's not necessary to confess. It says, you don't test in Rosh Hashanah. You should be having Rosh Hashanah. It says, Yom Simcha, this is Rabbi Avraham Ben Israel. Yom Simcha Tchem. It's a happy day. It's with the court day. It says, understand. It's a court day. Hakama was a sheep. I'm a sheep. It's the destination. This is a sheep. It says, Rachel, don't cry. It says, that's the destination. That's called Akenot Abai. This is really what it says in the Torah. It says that Pasuk, if you see this Pasuk, it says, it's a sentence 9, it says, Ushmaro kiroe etro. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is a shepherd. Cesari, that this is really the whole secret of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, the system is more that really talks, that we know about Rosh Hashanah. This is the Mizmor we're going to say tomorrow, this Mizmor Shiyom Hamishi. מנצח על הגיטית, שתקעו בחודש שופר בקץ יום חגינו. It's only time in the Tanakh that we know that we blow שופר מראש השנה. It says in the Tehillim, it's chapter 81. In the Torah it says יום תרועה. חזרי, don't know, זה גמרא עושה תרועה מן שופר. It says, okay, it says three times. It says, how do you know it's שופר? It says, it says in chapter 81 in Tehillim, it says תקעו בחודש שופר בקץ יום חגינו. כי חוק לישראל משפט אלוקי יעקב, this is the day of judgment. עדות ביוסף עמו, בצדון עצמת מים. This is all of a sudden comes Yosef into. What Yosef has to do now with the shofar? We're talking about shofar, תיקו בחוד השופר, בקסל עם חגינו. Please blow the shofar on the day, בקסל עם חגינו, when the לבנה is being covered. כי חוק לישראל הוא, is a day of court, judgment, משפט אלוקי יעקב, and who's going to judge you. The next פסוק, עדות ביוסף עמו, בצדון עצמת מים. This is a witness for Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu added the hate to Yosef. It says Yosef. So what is Yosef doing? It says, Dari, מזמור פ' פילוק התהילים, למצח השושנים, רואה ישראל אזינו, אזינה, נוהג כצאן יוסף. לפני אפרים ובנימין ומנשה, הורה את גבורתך ולוכה לישועת עולם. בית שפטר 18 תהילים. תזרי, יוסף is a shepherd, but shepherd for people. אלוקים הרואה אותי, מאודי על היום הזה. He says, I am a shepherd. Says, יוסף זן את כל העולם. It's called משיח בן יוסף, it comes from Ephraim first. It's called, קראו נוצרים בהר אפרים. He says, this is Ephraim, this is the power of Ephraim, let's get it from Yosef. That Yosef was the shepherd for the whole world, that supported the whole world. He was chosen to be a shepherd, because he's the son of Rosh Hashanah. Tzari, this is what you say, Yikud B'chod Yishasar, Agnes Yom Chagin, Brod Yishasar on Rosh Hashanah, Edud B'Yosef Sama, as long as you behave like Yosef HaTzadik, as long as you understand that the whole purpose of this world is like you being a shepherd or being a sheep, either or it's the same, as long as you have this in mind, that you have nothing in your heart but that you want to support others and help others and don't fight with anybody, Tzari, it would be Yosef Sama, it says, that's the Kibbutz Shofar, that's the Kibbutz Shofar wants me. Tzari, this was the one that continued, Rachel Emin and Yosef was the fine, the only one to fight. This why Ephraim was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be called Ephraim. Tzari, that's why it's Bechor. Tzari, right, he calls him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Ephraim over here Bechori, here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stamped it here, in this Haftarah. Right. Tzari says, that's what Targum says. Targum says, what was really Ephraim? There's no information about Ephraim, nothing. There's no information about Ephraim. There's only one information. So 17 years that Yaakov Avinu was in Mitzrayim, he learned with Yaakov Avinu all the secrets. The chavrut of Yaakov Avinu was Ephraim. There's nobody else, I don't know if nobody else was suitable, of course the war. The one that decided to study Torah, says Dari. So Dari, this is the test, of course. I'm a sheep. I'm going to say on Rosh Hashanah to Hebrew, I'm a sheep. He says, throw my file, or we call it, take it to the White House and shred it. I don't have my file. Says Dari, it's a very easy statement. But I want to see if it's true that you are sheep. I mean, it's a very nice thing to say. It says, but the energy, says Dari, to close your mouth, energy to be a sheep, says the only fuel that you have in order to get there is to study Torah. Says Dari, the one that studied most of the Torah, and the one that really transferred the Torah to us from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was Ephraim. It says a very nice song. It says Dari, when the Haben David sings it very nicely. As you should know, but Haben Yakir Ephraim, God loves him very much. That Ephraim, the sign says Ephraim is the continuation of Rachel and Yosef. It's true, says Dari. But what information he had about him? He says, on Yosef I have information, he was a shepherd with his brothers, then he was a shepherd for the world. So Rachel, I know she was a shepherd, and she closed them off. It says, what's Ephraim? It says Dari, Ephraim was the one that studied Torah all the time. Says Aben Yakir Ephraim, says Dari, the test of Rosh Hashanah, is of course that I want to be a sheep in order for me to have so-called my fire being thrown away from me, but it's only, says Dari, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it seriously that you are a sheep. Sheep, says Dari, is a fine. Fine is a sheep. Ki roeh et roh. It says, roeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shepherd and I am a sheep. And the test to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a sheep, says Dari, is you be a fine. Says Dari, the test of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Aben Yakir Ephraim was studied Torah. By study Torah with Yaakov Avinu all the time, you show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the sheep of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not worried about anything. He just go and follow the footsteps of that shepherd. He's not asking anything. I said, that's called Milata Bidachon, says Dari, you have to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. I said, this was the test in the desert with the man that we got every day, man. We didn't have man from one day to the next, says the Gemara, because it shows that you trust the shepherd, that shows that you're a sheep, says Dari. Dari, that this is really the Gemara says, I mean, that's what the Zohar says, the Gemara hints. Zohar says clearly that all the Neshamot of Am Yisrael were in the sheep of Yaakov Avinu, in the sheep of Yaakov Avinu. It's a very nice statement, says Dari, it's a very nice statement, I'm saying, I can do anything, I mean, it's very nice. It says, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Am Yisrael as a sheep first? It says, those sheep eventually were the Nishmat Israel that came down to the tribe. It says, Dari, for what Hashem made it? Why Hashem has to bring us as a sheep first? And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make us as people. I mentioned in the past, one of the big rabbis that were born with a red mark on his back. Somebody saw me in the mikveh, asked him, what do you have this? He says, it's a birthmark. I says, this is because I was once as a sheep at the time of Yaakov Avinu, and I didn't behave, and Yaakov Avinu slapped me.
What was the rabbi?
And there's a big rabbi. Says, Ari, why do you have to be a sheep? He says, no, because you don't understand, you don't have to be a sheep. That's the definition, you should be a sheep. So the Rebbe trained us, this was training. A train, jumps the Rebbe is a sheep, not the Rebbe is a people. But you don't understand, you have to act like a sheep, says Ari. Says, Ari, that's called Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is, it's called Agadat Christ says, remember, Agadat Christ doesn't have to remember anything, and he doesn't need you to remind him anything. He says, Yalez Zichron Chem Lefanai Bameh B'Shofar, Rebbe is going to remind you B'Shofar. He says, Kel Yom Tua, he says, it doesn't say in the Torah Yom Adin, says Dari. He says, Yom Tua means Shofar. Shofar means, this is the horn of the sheep of Yitzchak Avinu. When Yitzchak Avinu decided he wants to become a sheep, says, when Avraham Avinu decided his son is a sheep, says Dari, then I can put on this, Avraham Avinu, it's not necessary to stop him anymore. It was a message, he should be a sheep. He says, every Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us again to remind ourselves. He says, Dari, this is what the Gemara says, time of redemption. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu once redeemed us from the time when we thought we are like sheep, says Dari, that is one of the reasons we had to slaughter the sheep in the time. Says Dari, the same thing, Rosh Hashanah, you have a chance. Says the power of the Shofar, it's called Yom Tzuvah Yalachem, says Dari, the fire when you hear the Shofar at that moment, says Dari, you get something in your heart that you feel that you're really a sheep. But if you feel that you're a sheep, at that moment you should accept that you want to study Torah. The Torah is the energy that gives you the power to have that decision complete in your heart that you're a sheep. So this is when the Satan hears the Shofar, says Mashiach is here. Says when Mashiach is here, says they're really sheep. Says via the Shofar we really can accomplish. So you have nothing to worry. It says in the Sefer Gemara, the book of signs, the Sefer Tzadikim, the Sibah B'Chadim Adam Barbe Menem.
So when is that Shofar supposed to blow? When the...
Rosh Hashanah.
No, when the Mashiach comes.
On Rosh Hashanah, the Mashiach comes, when Mashiach, before Mashiach will arrive.
Before he will arrive. So where does that leave Shabtai Tzvi and the Lubavitch Rebbe and Frank and all the other people? No Shofar blew. Why did the people...
Why are you asking me? Am I the speaker for Lubavitch?
I'm not talking about Lubavitch.